Clayton Douglas has been good enough to join us on the Early Mail. So of the two today, for the punters out there with me, a dollar to spend, what would you do?
Yeah, look, I'd be having something on Gronkowski today. I think he's ready to go.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Gronkowski, nicely rated by Jake Noonan, and goes on to win. Gronkowski won it by 2.5.
Now, it was a couple of days ago, the Gronk got a cash for us. We'd like that to continue today. We've got the Early Mail today. We've got two meetings. We've got Werribee today, this afternoon, and the Valley tonight. So a couple of opportunities to find a winner for us today. Paul Downs is the track manager at Werribee. He's on the line on a Friday morning. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Daniel. How are you going?
Going all right. Thank you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. What did that rain do for you yesterday in the track?
We got 14 mils last night. It started there about 4 o'clock and rained through about 6:30, 7 o'clock last night. So, yeah, we wanted some, but we didn't want that much. But anyway, it is what it is.
Not much you can do about it. Can't put a tarp over it. What has that done to the track for today's meeting?
It gives a penalty of 6.03, and that gives us a soft 7.
6.03? Right, 6.03, soft 7, and the rail is true. So you expect a pretty good surface, pretty good day of racing?
Yeah, the inside 7 metres is quite good. There's a little bit of marking outside 7 metres from our previous meetings. But, yeah, the inside's quite good.
All right, so that sounds like a nice afternoon of racing at Werribee. Soft 7, 6.083, the Penno, and the rail in the true position. Pete, good luck to you today. Go well.
No worries, thank you.
Good stuff. Paul, not Pete. Paul Downs is the track manager. Pete Chow is our trainer. Bit of confusing there. Pete is on the line for us. Got a couple of runners today at Werribee, one at the Valley tonight. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, mate. How you going?
Going very well, thank you. Nice to have you with us. Now, you've got two at Werribee today and one at the Valley tonight. Let's start with Werribee. What have you got? Paulson coming up today. He's a bit deep in the market. What are you expecting from Paulson?
Look, he's drawn badly, so I missed that track report. Any rain at Werribee?
Yeah, 14 mils, soft 7.
Soft 7, no, yeah, that'll suit her. But, you know, she's probably up against it in that field, but I think she'll be a nice horse in the future, a bit more ground probably.
Well, that's race 3, number 9, Paul Sins, $41 in the early markets. And you got race 5, number 10, Rapinoe, who is much firmer in the market. $6, third run in this campaign, one back on resumption, second last time out, 32 days ago. The 1,600 back up to the 2,000 metres, is that more suitable?
It is more suitable. Bit of giving the track, that helps her as well. But she missed that run at Cranbourne now, so it's now a month between runs. That's the only concerning factor. But she's a mare I've got plenty of time for, and I think a step up in trips is her go. And from a good draw, hopefully she doesn't get too far back. So won't have to make up too much ground.
All right, that's race 5, number 10, Rapinoe. $6 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Then you've got a bit of a wait until tonight. What do you do in the meantime? You've got 9.45 is race 8 at Moonee Valley when you've got to saddle up True Nobility tonight. What do you do in that meantime?
I'll catch the train to Melbourne and go and have tea with my mother and father, I suppose, and then wander out to Moonee Valley.
Right, it's not a bad plan. Sounds pretty good to me. And so, True Nobility, race 8, number 7, again, third up this campaign. Was a winner last time out at Hamilton over the 1,158. This is 1,264. What do you think?
I've got a lot of time for this horse. He had that throat operation before this prep, and he's really shown his true form now, I think. So I think from a good barrier, he should be fairly prominent as well, I'm hoping.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, that's barrier 3 with Dean Yandel in the saddle. It's all pointing towards a pretty strong performance. $7 in the early market. You've got three runners for the punters today, Peter. Which one's your best for our dollar for the early mail?
Probably Rapinoe down in the weights.
Race 5, number 10 at Werribee today. $6 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Well, good luck today at Werribee. Good luck today at Moonee Valley. Well, and have a lovely dinner with Mum and Dad today.
Good on you. Thank you.
Pete Chow with us. Three runners today, two at Werribee, one at the Valley. There was a nice little push there for True Nobility. Al, I want you listen to this very intently when we get our trainers on.
Yes.
There was a nice little push for True Nobility.
It was indeed. And $7. He is a very, very good trainer. He's got Paul's Regret, probably his best horse, most notable horse, but he's a very astute trainer, Peter Chow. So don't let his runners get under your guard.
So we'll keep, just hold on Paulson, who's in race 3 today at the Valley. But yep. I think we'll rapidise our best, so we'll put that in the spreadsheet. The press has already entered that into the spreadsheet, the $6 in the early markets. We'll take that. And True Nobility, if you've got an extra little 50 cents floating around, it's not in the spreadsheet, But if it's an extra 50 cents in behind the couch, maybe a little bit of something there on that one.